loading program.
It's time for Loot Update, bitches! No ratings, no dating, calculating. No more waiting, Nerd Updating.
Nerd Update.
What's up? Mike Zimmer here, joined with Armando around to Team Awesome Inc. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome Inc. Like that Facebook page, and of course, download, like, and subscribe for free on iTunes as well as Podomatic. That website is Yotina.
Dot.
What?
Dot.
What?
Dot.
Yotina.podomatic.com, right? That's what we're saying?
.com.
Oh, yeah, for the website. I've just been working like nonstop like crazy. Anyway, but it's all good work. It's for the show, and we got some cool nerd-ass updates for you bitches. Check this shit out. Armando Arana, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Who's also not only a part of the show, which you could... I mentioned the social media earlier, but you can also check out our YouTube channel. It's Simmer Mike, all caps, no space, like I'm yelling at you. We do shout-outs to the peeps out there. We do trailer reactions. We do featurette reactions, Let's Plays, and other things as well, too. Possibly live streaming. What? I can't talk about that. I just did. Too late. So let's get into the nerd update. So Disney has done everything under the sun to immerse us into their world of creatures, animated characters, and superheroes, except go full-on Westworld mode. All that is about to change as Disney has announced plans to open a Star Wars-themed resort. That's right! We're finally getting Star Wars World! Star Wars-themed resort that will cater to every guest's deepest sci-fi fantasy. All right, the plans for the resort were unveiled this weekend at D23. Again, D23 happened and fucked everyone's world up. That's why we didn't have so many updates and nerdy shit going on in trailers, because they were waiting for D23 to be like, bleh, and then they're waiting for all the nerds to go, and here we go. Yep. See, he just did it. Oh. And though there are no key dates available yet as to its opening, a few special details were shared that will surely make you pass out from excitement. All employees, cast members, will be in costume and character all the time. Well, that's in accordance to Disney law. Disney law clearly states that you have to be in goddamn character and goddamn costume all the fucking time. And you have to wear underwear. Specific underwear. Like the Mormons. You as a guest will also be given the proper attire and a backstory that Bob Chapek, chairman of Walt Disney Parks and Resorts, said will touch every single minute of your day. The resort is meant to make you feel like you're in space, so the windows will only show video and images of space. Honestly, who needs the sun anyway? I don't give a shit. The purpose of the resort, according to Chapek, is to create an entirely immersive experience that makes you feel like a part of the Star Wars universe. And as of right now, there are only plans to offer the resort as the Florida Disney World location. In the swamplands. Sorry. So you better start booking a ton of shit flights down there immediately. You got to be there and ready for any possible launch date. Between this and the Star Wars Land theme park, yeah, they're also doing a Star Wars Land theme park. What is it? It's like Star Wars theme resort, and then they're going to do a Star Wars Land theme park. So this is the West World of the theme park.
Right.
Jesus, you could live out Disney. Not Disney. It'd be pretty much Disney. But you could live out Star Wars.
Right.
While going to the theme park and playing, it's like it's weird.
You're playing Star Wars when you go into the theme park,
and you're enjoying Star Wars and play, like it's like all Star Wars. You get to live it and play it and be it and have fun in it. And it's
breathe
all.
It.
It's like literally like I'm like I might not ever leave. Can I just move in? Can I just move there and live there and pay taxes? Can I have like a character there? Just I'll work there.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
just live in
You'll
Star
have to
Wars.
Join the Empire.
That's fine.
Okay.
Like I'll be like Finn. I'll divert. I'll get a droid to help me. Be like droid, please. That's such a weird moment. It's like wait, really? You're gonna bring that into that? All right, fine. That's kind of odd. It was funny.
Oh, man.
It was funny, but it was like a colloquialism that I'm like what? And I'm like all right, I guess it worked. I guess J.J. Abrams was like all right, fine. Fuck it, keep it. Just made me think, why would they say that? It's like a meta reference to modern times in a Star Wars movie when Star Wars tries to be a little bit more like, hey, like colloquialisms, but not like inside jokes about culture. All employees, cast members will be in costume character all the time. You as a guest will also be given proper attire. This sounds great. I can't wait for this. I want to do this. I want to be a space cowboy. living by my own rules. Living by my blaster. I shoot
some
first, fucker.
Some people call me Maurice.
Yeah, some people call me Gangster Love. That'll be my name in Star Wars. They say, what's his name? Maurice, a.k.a. Gangster Love. He's a smoker, a joker, and a midnight toker. And he don't give a fuck. I mean, he gives a fuck enough. You know, he's got a heart of gold. See? I got a character already. This is great. So the purpose of the resort, according to Chapek, is to create an entirely immersive experience. Yeah, we get that. So between this and the Star Wars Land theme park, which, again, I was like, what the fuck is that about? But they're doing it. Disney is really pulling out all the stops to give fans the greatest experience of their entire lives. They have the money and brain power to create anything and everything a Star Wars fan could dream of. And personally, I don't have a doubt that Disney will be the first ones to create consumer-friendly space vehicles. There is no end to their well, and because they're fucking rich as shit, they have all the money, and we should all thank the gods for that. Check out Star Wars Last Jedi on December 15th, not December 18th. I keep saying the 18th. That's probably when I'm going to see it. It's like 3 days after it's out.
Yeah, they should have the luggage guys drive up in little space vehicles.
Oh, that's cool.
Like the hovering thing.
Get Jawas to take your stuff, and then they don't come back. Hey, where's my shit? The Jawas came by. Yeah, they stole it. You gotta go to the Jawa area and get it back. Yeah. Ow, you gotta kill the whole village. What? You gotta go to the dark side.
Here's your lightsaber.
Yeah, and you want red or blue? It's like Westworld. You want the red lightsaber or the blue lightsaber? It's like, oh Jesus, I don't know. Can I get both? Nope. You gotta pick one. But everyone starts blue and goes red. No, I won't turn. I won't. You know it to be true. Oh man, I can't wait. I want to do this, Armando. Let's go. Let's live in Star Wars world.
Sounds dramatic.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds like melodrama every day. I want this. Make it real. Make it so. Wait, that's Star Trek. Don't troll them. This is great. I can't gush enough about it. I mean, think about it. You get to, okay, I'm sure it's going to cost $10,000 a person.
Probably. Yeah.
Just for a day. But it's dope.
Yep.
And that's about what it costs for the Westworld experience in the movies. It's like, for 10 grand a day, I'm doing this. So it's like, it's probably going to be that. Maybe for two people, it'll be 10 grand, five each. And then for the whole family, do a family package for about 50 grand. Almost $100,000, you could do Star Wars world. And you could live out the whole, yeah, I'm your father. It's like, oh, no, this can't be true, even though I came here with you and I'm eight. It's like, yeah, this is great. Everyone would love it. It'd be a good time. I'm down. I think it'd be cool.
I mean, I didn't even know they would even attempt something like that. Just a whole resort hotel.
Yeah. Oh, and
themed on space.
And a personal immersive Westworld experience.
Right.
That's super sci-fi. That's almost creepy. What, I could bang some alien chick? I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying that sounds cool. So are they going to hire escorts to work there? Wait a minute. Westworld, you can't compare it to Westworld. That means that you could kill and fuck and die probably.
It's all animatronic. They use the Hall of Presidents technology.
God, you don't want those things going. You don't want the Hall of Presidents banging you and then going ape shit. Bang, bang, bang. Fuck someone
Taft.
To death.
Oh, no.
Taft just fucked someone to death for the third time this month. What is with him? Well, he was an odd fellow. What? Nothing. They were a secret society of good guys. I'm down for this. I can't wait. I think Disney's just saying, fuck it. Let's do it. Everyone wants to do Star Wars for real. Let's make it real. And then pretty soon, the future will be Star Wars because Disney will create a Star Wars future model that we will all live by.
Wow.
I really think that's probably what's going to happen. It's going to be a Star Wars, Star Trek future. It's already happening. You're going to get there, and they're going to give you... to this thing, this resort, and they give you clothes that you have to wear to fit in.
Right.
And everyone has to act Star Wars-y. That's cool as shit.
I have to talk with an English accent. Out of nowhere.
If you're in the Empire, you gotta have an English accent.
If I'm evil,
yeah, if you're evil, and if you're a good guy, you have geez, and then hey kid, and then if you're what else?
If you're a Wookiee.
If you're a Wookiee, and if you're a droid, it's bebop, or hello, I might be gay, and I'm not going to come out of the closet. And it's like, what are you doing, C-3PO? You and R2-D2 have a whole thing. What? No, we're not hiding anything. We're just friends. That's how it starts, C-3PO. It's not the 70s anymore. It's all cool now, C-3PO. But I just don't know. I don't. Then he shorts out, and he dies. It's got dark and vivid and weird.
Don't worry. We could replace his
anything
ships.
Could happen. You just replace him. It's Star Wars world. It's like Westworld. It doesn't matter. You just fucking start over the next day. Start the loop over. No one gives a shit.
Yep.
R2-D2 is totally cool with it, though. He's like, yeah, I'm gay. I don't give a fuck. He's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm R2-D2.
R2's R2.
R2 accepts R2-D2 for R2-D2 is. It's C-3PO that has all the fucking hang-ups. C-3PO's right? Like, oh, I've got to be a protocol droid, and I've got this whole thing. And it's like R2-D2's like, hey, just tell people. Just tell them where I'm sticking the thing. You know, that thing that R2-D2 has?
Yep.
Where do you think he's sticking that with C-3PO? And C-3PO's like, oh, that's not happening. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Own up to it, C-3PO. Own up to it. Just because you're a droid doesn't mean that you don't have preferences.
Yep. I mean, you can be what you want.
Yeah, C-3PO. Just own up to it. Be you. Let R2-D2 bang. Come on,
just
quit being
let
self.
It happen.
Let it happen, C-3PO. You know you want. Oh, man.
We never got that magic on-screen moment.
Yeah, where C-3PO and R2-D2 had that loving embrace. And they finally were reunited after 30 years. It's like, oh, my God, R2. And they just do it in front of everyone. Like, oh, my God. They're just banging, like, bang, bang, like a trash can in a refrigerator. Just bang,
should we
bang.
Be watching this?
Like, I don't know, but it's fascinating.
It's okay. They're just appliances.
They're just droids, really. I mean, it's like, let them do it. It's droid love, man. Let it happen.
This is natural.
Speaking of natural, although we'll be seeing the green Goliath appear in this November's Thor Ragnarok, that's right, the Hulk, Mark Ruffalo's the Hulk, next year, we've got next year's Avengers Infinity War. And the prospect of seeing the Hulk in a standalone film after two fairly middling attempts are slim to none.
I say good.
Yeah, well, while we always seem to get some new rumor or another that would suggest otherwise, Mark Ruffalo, who's currently playing Bruce Banner / the Hulk in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he basically laid it all out in plain and simple fashion at D23. And you can also watch his explanation on YouTube, just Mark Ruffalo on the Hulk. Basically, he says, I want to make one thing perfectly clear today. A standalone Hulk movie will never happen. Because Universal has the rights to the standalone Hulk movie, and for some reason they don't know how to play well with Marvel, and they don't want to make money. Boom!
Whoa, shots fired.
Boom! Ruffalo! The Hulk taking it to fucking Universal. Damn. I mean, I figure I got two or three more years left before I'm too old to play the Hulk. We talked about it, but I just don't see it in the cards. It means a lot to me. I really love this character. Good for you, Mark Ruffalo. And fuck them for not letting you make your own movie. And, you know, even Sony's letting Spider-Man go to Marvel a bit. Like, they're like, hey, let's make a deal. Hey, Marvel, you got all the money. Let's make a deal. Come on. Meanwhile, these fuckers are like, no, we're going to make our own Hulk movie. Fuck you.
I'm not sure how they can make a great Hulk movie.
No, they're
at
holding
this
out
point.
For money, dude. That's what it is. And Ruffalo's like pissed off because he's in the middle of it. And he's like, I just want to make a good movie. What the fuck? Like, we make a good Hulk. Let's do it. Let's do it for real. And they're like, no, we want more money. And fucking Marvel's like, well, fuck you. We got the Hulk and we can put him in anything we want.
Right.
And we can use him like a spice. And it makes everything nice. So fuck you. And they're like, oh, shit. They got the Hulk and we're fucked. Meanwhile, Sony's like counting their cash after Spider-Man Homecoming. Like, what's that? What's that, Universal? You're holding on to the rights of the Hulk? For what reason? Money? What's that? We're counting our money now? What's that? Sony and Marvel made a deal with Spider-Man and they're counting all that money? Goddamn, Universal. What the hell are you doing? Make a deal with these guys. Quit being such dumbasses. Welcome to the world of the future. Disney owns you. Sorry. So while there are many stories you could explore with Hulk in a solo effort, I'm not exactly chomping at the bit for another standalone, especially with two attempts already in the bag, neither of which measured up to the current slate of MC films. I'm sure there's a lot of people that say Edward Norton's version was good, and I'd agree that was like the best one. I really liked Ed Norton's one.
I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I
did
didn't.
You like, but did you like Ang Lee's fucking weird ass? Did you like that more? Because Ang Lee got really weird with the Hulk, and Ed Norton got all like classic with
it. It's hard to say. I like them both about the same, but I.
But you don't like either one really.
No, I don't like either one really.
Awesome.
But like,
I love that response. It's honesty.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's like Edward Norton's like at least that I've seen. It's like the worst performance I've ever seen out of Edward Norton.
Oh, you mean of Edward Norton, yeah. Not just of the
in
character.
A movie.
In a movie.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, he did seem a bit like he was phoning it in.
I mean, I remember like thinking...
The major superhero stuff was happening without him.
Right.
It was all CGI.
Right.
Everything else was him just being the guy, and then the Hulk shows up and saves the day, and then he's just the guy.
Right.
So he's probably like, fuck this shit. I'm Ed Norton.
Yeah.
I've heard he's difficult. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. He might be, I don't know. But
I don't know him.
I mean,
I think he's
I
a
know,
brilliant actor.
I know I loved a lot of his movies, and like one of my favorite
Fuck
movies.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fight Club?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fight Club. That was
Fight
the first
Club,
thing I was going to say.
First thing. Fight Club. Of course Fight Club. What was it? I am, what's his name's, Anger. I am Jack's Anger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I am Jack's Failed Lever. I am Jack's Failed Marriage. Yeah, dope ass movie, great quotes, great book too. Check it out, Fight Club, book and movie, good shit. David Fincher and Chuck Palahniuk, who wrote the book, and he's a great author in general, but really dark. You gotta be in the mood for his books. You gotta be in the right fucked up mood for his kind of stories, especially Lullaby. Jesus God, don't read that book. Too late.
They're
going to go read it now.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Too late. I said don't. They're going to do it.
Uh-huh.
It's like when your parents say don't fucking too late. They're doing it. It doesn't matter what it is. So you should say, you should just go read it. Go read the fuck out of it. It's totally worth it. It won't fuck you up at all. You'll love it. You won't have nightmares.
Read
it. Enjoy. Idiots, we warned you. Anyway, getting back to Thor Ragnarok. Holy fuck. Edward Norton. His version, Ang Lee, his version, those Hulk movies, not so good.
Yeah, not great.
I liked Edward Norton's version a bit better, but it still wasn't good.
Yeah.
You're right. The best part was when Robert Downey Jr. showed up at the end and talked to What's-His-Fuck, who's like, hey, we're getting a team together.
Right.
And then it cut.
Right.
And then it went to black, and you're like, oh, whoa, that's the Avengers. So that was like the very first setup. The first official announcement to an Avengers team up was in... Edward Norton's Hulk. Was it just Hulk or the Hulk?
Oh, no.
Or the Incredible Hulk?
No. I think
the Abomination Hulk.
I think the first one was in Iron Man when they were...
Oh, and Nick Fury said, we're getting a team together. And then the second one was in the Hulk. And then Downey Jr. said...
Oh, yeah, actually the Avenger. Yeah. Actually, that was the Hulk, right.
So No. It started off in Iron Man when Nick Fury came in at the end and said, we're putting a team together. Remember?
Nick
at the
Fury?
First Iron... Yeah, Nick Fury. Samuel Jackson, dude.
Oh, really?
At the very, yeah, end credit scene of Iron Man 1 back in the day.
Oh, I thought that was the one where they were, like, finding Thor's hammer.
That was at the end of the second Iron Man film.
Oh, the second one. Okay.
Yeah, the second Iron Man film is when Coulson shows up and he's like, we got a call in New Mexico. Natalie Portman gave us a call, said that they found a hammer. And then Natalie Portman's like, hey, I'm here too.
Hell are you?
Who the hell are you? I'm Natalie Portman. Yeah, but why are you here? Yeah, I know. And then that was the second Iron Man. Mm. The first Iron Man was introduced Nick Fury and Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury and post-credit sequences in general. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, we're putting a team together. And then the next one was Iron Man 2, but the next film before Iron Man 2 was Ed Norton's The Hulk. Mm-hmm. And then Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man came in, Tony Stark came in. It might as well just be Iron Downey Jr. He's Iron Downey Jr. from now on, man. And he came in to whatever that guy was, William Hurt's character, General Thunderbolt Ross. God damn it, I've had enough of this Hulk. He's an abomination. And then he goes and creates the abomination to fight the Hulk. It's so weird. He's like, hey, we put a team together. Wah. And then it ends. That was before the wah, but it could have used a wah. would have buttoned the scene.
I want to see that movie.
Yeah. And then it didn't happen.
It's like,
with Ed Norton, at least.
Right.
Oh, that's sad. But he kind of dicked it up. He was like, I deserve more money and I deserve more credits. Like, no, you don't. You're not really the Hulk. There's so many stories you could tell with the Hulk in a solo effort. I mean, I'm not exactly that crazy about a standalone film. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that would argue that Ed Norton's version was all right. I enjoyed it. Armando really didn't. And a lot of people argue that it, like the Hulk works best in like a group setting and like a team up thing. Because we're getting that in Thor Ragnarok, and that feels like that's the right balance for the character. But what do you guys think? Do you really want to see more standalone Hulk films, or is he good where he is? Let us know in the comments below. Hit us up on YouTube. Check us out, teamawesomeshows@gmail.com. And by the way, Thor Ragnarok smashes into theaters on November 3rd. It smashes into theaters. Fuck yeah. Check out our trailer reaction on Simmer Mike, our YouTube channel. We fucking rocked out so hard to that trailer. We were just so pumped. That's a good that's one of the best trailers I've seen since like the Suicide Squad trailer, but they fucked up the Suicide Squad. Be careful, Marvel. But it's Marvel.
Right.
So I'm not worried. All right, let's move along. We just did a trailer reaction to this. It'll be up soon. It may already be up. Go check it out on the YouTube channel. There's no need to ask how excited you are for Star Wars Last Jedi. Let's face it, it's the most anticipated movie on the planet currently. And most of us would sell our loved ones into servitude if it meant getting to see the movie right fucking now. Sadly, that's not an option yet. And even though a new trailer for the movie is probably some time away, that doesn't mean Disney won't treat us to something during D23. And that something comes in the form of the behind-the-scenes featurette trailer thing. And again, that's been out for a while. We did a reaction. Check it out. But what do you guys think? I mean, let us know. I mean, we just watched it. We did a trailer reaction to it. What do you think about featurettes? Like, because we do reactions to featurettes, and I enjoy the behind-the-scenes featurettes. I think it gives me more appreciation for the movie before I see it.
Yeah.
Like, the effort that they put into it, especially if it's a good movie.
At least the last couple of ones I've seen.
They've been good. Like, the last one we saw for Blade Runner was really good.
Yeah.
God, the one for Valerian looked amazing.
Right.
Jesus, and that movie's out. We got to see that. Fuck, Valerian's out. We got to watch that. And Spider-Man's out. And everything else.
Wow, this is
well. We got a lot of shit
summer.
Coming up. We got a lot of shit coming up, and by the time we're in a while, we'll be able to catch up with all of it, you guys. Anyway, what does he mean? What does he mean? Until we ink paper, we can't talk about things.
All right.
Damn it.
Featurettes, they're good.
Better than trailers, or just as good, or worse.
I think they're
or
worse.
The same.
I think generally.
Or whatever.
Or shut the fuck up.
Or just fuck it. Just don't even say a goddamn thing. Sorry. What do you think?
I think they're generally not as good as a trailer.
Yeah, because the trailer gives you more of a flavor of what the movie's gonna be like, whereas the featurette just is like behind the scenes how they made it.
Right.
But it gives you more. But I think in association with the trailers, it's more excitement and fun as you build up to it.
Right.
And I don't have a problem with that. To me, it's not like, oh, we're looking behind the mask. Oh, to me, it's like, oh, I can't wait to see what all they're doing practical. And this is real. And oh, like with Valerian, I was like, this is super future. My brain, Armando, my brain. Whereas this, I was like, oh, my God, it's like they're doing it like for real, like with real stuff. I was like, this is so cool.
Yeah, I mean.
So I have more of an appreciation for what they're doing because I can see they're doing real shit.
Those seem like they have a point to them.
Yes.
I mean, like, you know, okay, we've got this. We're handling this. You know, like with Valerian, you know, this is like revolutionary special effects.
We're coming from a place of like an old French a graphic novel that's been around forever and is like an amazing story that nobody knows about. And now they're going to make an amazing movie out of it. And it's out now. If it's not out yet, it's out now. Go see it. We got to see it because it looks fucking... I don't know. I'm going to see it in IMAX 3D, and I think my brain's going to blow up. I don't think I'll be able to handle how super future it is. But that featurette made me even more hyped to go see it because I'm like, whoa, wait, what? You mean there's what more even fucking cooler shit than I even thought? And it's like, you're only showing me like 2 seconds? Yeah. You motherfuckers. It's like a drug dealer. Like, hey, here's a pop. That's it. And you're like, oh! Give it to me. Give it to me all. And you're like, all right, fine, here. And you're like, yeah, it's awesome. And then that's the movie. That's where I get. That's how I get about it. I don't know how you get about featurettes.
I don't know.
Geek out hardcore about all of it. I'm like, yes, show me more. I want to know more before I go in so I can appreciate it more when I watch it.
It depends. You know, you've shown me some that are good. You know, I usually don't, I'm not that interested.
I hear you, right? But these have been good ones, man. And we've been pleasantly surprised. The only one I could think of that wasn't so good, but was still pretty decent, was for Alien Covenant, but it was still good and still gave me like a good like idea of how they're approaching it. But I still haven't seen Alien Covenant, so I don't know if the featurette is apropos or not. So we'll get back to you.
You know, once in the 90s, I was...
Back in the... all the way back in 1990-something and fuck.
1990, probably 95, 94.
Sure.
Yeah, it was like... I was just like on TV. I think it was a Saturday afternoon when there's nothing good on TV at all. You know, there might be golf or something.
Yeah, fucking golf, yeah.
Why?
Oh, it's always golf. Anyway.
Yeah. but on one of the channels, I think it was like Channel 5 or something. It was
nice.
There was like they would show the behind the scenes on the making of Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, it'd be some movie. Like I remember back in the day, like when my parents had HBO back in like when cable was a new thing, and like the HBO had a behind the scenes featurette for Labyrinth, and I watched the behind the scenes making of for Labyrinth when I was a little kid, and I'm like, what is this movie? And they're like, it's Labyrinth. And I'm like, wait, I've seen this movie. Yeah, this is how they made it. I'm like, what? And I saw the puppets, and I saw David Bowie, and I saw Jennifer Connelly, and they're all talking about how they made this movie. I'm like, oh, these are people that, these are like artists. And like, wait a minute. So this is like, these are real people that made something fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like this, you can do this?
Yeah.
Whoa. And I was like blown away as a little kid by that featurette. And I think that's why I have so much reverence for him now. And I'm like, I really appreciate the work that goes in behind making a film, because there's so much, even shitty ones, dude. Even the shittiest shitty film ever. Like Batman V. No, sorry. No, I won't go that far. No, that's not the worst one ever. I'd have to say, well, I have my own personal one that I'm just like, ugh. And only because I was a little kid trying to sleep into I was trying to sneak into Sleepy Hollow. But I got stuck watching The Bachelor starring Chris O'Donnell, who played Robin and Batman Forever and shit. And I'm just like, ugh. And we tried to sneak into Sleepy Hollow, but the fucking, we call them the movie Nazi. Mm-hmm. Movie Nazi stand like, hey, what are you doing? We're like, going to the bathroom. He's like, are you trying to get in that movie? No. And we go to the bathroom like, hey, where are you going? Back to the movie. You're trying to get into Sleepy Hollow, are you? No. And we're like, fuck. Fucking movie Nazi's there, man. Why is he stopping us? Why? He must not have a life. He must be so sad and have nothing else to do but watch kids try and sneak into movies. Fuck. What's he going to do? It's a Tim Burton, Johnny Depp film. The fuck is going to happen to us? We're fucking 12. Jesus, this guy was an asshole. Anyway, this is back in bumfuck Iowa. Who gives a shit? It's back in shithole Iowa.
The movie Nazi, apparently.
He was. I hope he's dead. Sorry. You Nazi. I hope you're dead. Burn him. No, sorry. I hope he's alive and well and got the help he deserves. Let's end on a happy note. I hope he got married, had three kids, and realized I've got to finish the era of my ways and realize the children, they want to enjoy.
They're the future.
They're the future, need to enjoy bloody fucked up movies. I was a bastard. I'll forgive that kid one day. Yeah, I'm sure that's what he thought. So moving along, bibbity bobbity boo, next story for you. In more casting news out of D23, we have learned that the live action Aladdin movie, that's right, they're making a live-action fucking Aladdin movie, and Guy Ritchie's directing it. We got confirmation that Will Smith will indeed the voice of the genie. That's right, Will Smith. I'm fine with that casting.
Oh.
Totally fine with Will Smith doing the voice of the genie for that. Yeah, I'm okay with it. You know why? Because they're doing a live-action version.
Right.
They're doing a real-life live-action version of Aladdin.
Right.
The genie would probably, if he were in that region, in that history and time, look a little like Will Smith.
Yeah.
If he were to pop, because that's apropos for that region. You know who's not Jafar? Michael Fassbender. That's not Jafar. Ben Kingsley is Jafar. Fucking, goddamn, Kumail Nanjiani is Jafar. What the hell? What's with this fucking, oh, we're going to cast Tom Hardy as Jafar? What? What? It's in the Arabian Nights. Arabian Days.
Hey, come on. Disney has a really tough time.
I know.
picking for the lead role.
I can cast it easily. Where's that Slumdog Millionaire kid? He's grown up enough. He could play Aladdin. Where is he? What's his name? Find him. He's Aladdin.
Yeah, that fucking kid.
That Slumdog Millionaire fucker. He's Aladdin. Done. All right, who's Jasmine? No, we're not Kardashian this shit. Zendaya. Boom. Zendaya's Jasmine. Fuck you. Yeah, that's right. We're casting against type. We're getting the kid from Slumdog Millionaire to play Aladdin. We're getting Zendaya to play fucking Jasmine. Then what else? We got the genie already. We're good. Jafar, Ben Kingsley, you're welcome. You're fucking welcome, Hollywood. You're welcome, Guy Ritchie. Do not put white motherfuckers in this fucking movie about the Arabian Nights. What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ, quit whitewashing. Sorry, it's just like after the Johnny Woo story, I'm like, Johnny Woo is a Marvel character before Marvel happened in Atlas Comics, and he's like a secret agent, and he was like one of the first heroes, like, and he was an espionage spy, and he's an Asian American guy, completely got forgotten, and now he's being cast in Ant-Man and the Wasp, and he's going to be like a comedic character, kind of. And I'm like, that's bullshit. Jimmy Woo was a fucking badass. So I'm like, what the fuck? And he's been around forever. And they're like, oh, whitewashing Hollywood. They could have had Jimmy Woo. And now they're doing this Guy Ritchie fucking Aladdin. And I'm like, why are they having Guy Ritchie direct it? I'm sorry. He's an English director. He's not from that area. Look, if you want, I know Jon Favreau directed The Jungle Book, and it's about fucking animals. He's not an animal, is he? Some would argue that he is. But others would say, yeah, we are animals, so I guess that kind of makes sense for him to direct a movie about the Jungle Book. But he casted Mowgli appropriately. He didn't cast a fucking Billy Elliot, Tom Holland motherfucker. He casted a kid from the region of that area that makes sense for Mowgli. His name's Mowgli, not right. Morgan. Fucking hell. Cast it apropos. Why are you so afraid to cast it like, ugh. And they're like, because it's the international market. It's we're selling it to America. Yeah. Well, then why are you telling these stories if you're only going to cast white people in it? Just tell white people stories then.
Right.
And quit casting white people in stories that don't involve white people.
Yeah.
Quit making those stories. But they do it, and then they put fucking Matt Damon in it. Great Wall. Last Samurai, Tom Cruise. Last the Mexican, Brad Pitt. Last the Mohicans, Daniel Day-Lewis. English actor Daniel Day-Lewis played the last of the Mohicans. Are you kidding me? What the actual fuck? And everyone's like, yeah, it's fine. Did a great job. He was a good actor. You know, he would run for a whole mile before he shot a scene. Is he Native American? No, he's an English-born actor? Yeah. What the fuck are you doing? Last of the Mohicans? Oh, no, it's the only way we can sell this movie. If you create the stars, it'll sell the movie. Create the stars, give them the power. And then there you go. All you do is promote them, give them the same publicity, hype them just as much as the other guys, and then you... What the fuck are you doing?
Right. If they're good, put them in.
Yeah, if they're good, put them in.
Yeah.
Hey, the kid's got moxie. Put them in.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Hey, who cares what he looks like? It's like fucking Stan Lee. Like Stan Lee... Not Stan Lee. Well, yeah, Stan Lee, he fucking created Rhodey, War Machine. I was going to say Stephen King. When they were casting the gunslinger for The Dark Tower, the gunslinger is portrayed as a sort of Clint Eastwood type, and it's like a white guy, right? Mm-hmm. And they said that Idris Elba was up for casting, and I was like, fuck yeah, I love Idris Elba. He'd be a great gunslinger. And they were like, well, what does Stephen King think about it? And so they fucking reached out to Stephen King, and he's like, I don't care what the gunslinger looks like. As long as his aim is true, his shooting is true, and it's from the heart. That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. And from the mind and the heart, that's all I care about. And it's like, damn, good on you, Stephen King, because he knew. It's like, yeah, he knew Idris Elba's a great actor, and he'd be great for the part.
Right.
And he's like, I'm not going to fucking weigh in on this bullshit. Like, this fucking, you're trying to make it about, it's not about that. You know what it's about? It's about the fact that this guy's talented, and he deserves to be fucking put in that position. Absolutely. So, fuck it. Like, put him in. And now Idris Elba is playing the gunslinger because he's that fucking good. And I can't wait for it. I think, and go check out our trailer reaction to the international trailer and trailer number 2. It's on Simmer Mike again YouTube channel. Check that shit out.
Yeah, plus it'll cost less to hire a lesser known talent.
Yeah, right. You get a lesser known talent and then you hype them up, you get more money for marketing.
Right.
Fuck it. Like, you dude, know, come on.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah, everyone wins. Ding ding. Wins. You're welcome, Hollywood, again. We keep solving problems. Fuck. Listen to us, you dicks. All right. I was already kind of pissed off, and now I might get a little bit more pissed off. Here we go. We're talking Avatar again. God damn it. James Cameron has lost his mind, and Sigourney Weaver is yet again trying to play piecemeal. Look, guys, it's cool. Okay, here we go. Avatar is an interesting blockbuster in the sense that it came was super successful, but for the most part isn't really part of the zeitgeist. I mean, there aren't iconic scenes or lines that are spoofed or recited ad nauseum like Cameron's other films, like I'll Be Back, or It's the abyss. Well, sorry.
Make some cool Halloween costumes.
Oh, totally. Yeah, without a doubt. And hey, get that shit ready next year, or this year, and next year.
And the following years.
And just Halloween. Always be prepared for Halloween. It's just a good call. Anyway, but whether we like it or not, we're going to get just not one, not two, or even three. We're getting four goddamn sequels. Why? What story are they telling? Well, Sigourney Weaver, who is in the first film, in case you forgot, will also be in the sequels, and had this to say to Entertainment Weekly. And she's, oh my God. There's a very good reason why it turned out to be four sequels. She starts off.
I'm listening.
Yep, go on. Have you read all four of them? I think they're absolutely extraordinary and worth the wait. These films are very much about the peril of this beautiful planet, and Cameron is continuing the same themes of greed and callousness of the corporations and plight of the indigenous people. Still not a lot to go on, honestly. More corporations attacking the Na'vi seems like four retreads. But we'll see. Maybe Cameron has something special under his sleeve. I mean, Aliens and Terminator 2 are still gold standards for good sequels. Hopefully,
that's damn true.
I mean, really. I mean, honest to God. So hopefully it's less generic and forgettable than the first. Apparently, the first sequel will finally hit theaters December. Goddamn, we got a release date for all four Avatar sequels. Get ready, motherfuckers. December 18th, 2020 is the first sequel. The second sequel, which is the third movie, is December 17th, 2021, so a year after. The third sequel, which is the fourth sequel, well, the fourth movie, but the third sequel, that's going to hit December 20th, 2024, 3 years after the second sequel, which is the third movie. And then the fourth film, which is the fifth film, it's the fourth sequel, but fifth film, is going to hit December 19th, 2025, a year after that. So they're going to do two movies in a row, one year after the other, and they're going to wait 3 years and then do 24 and then 25. 2024 and 2025.
Huh.
Jesus goddamn Christ. It's all going to be in December competing with Star Wars. So it's like they're kind of, it's like they're waiting for Star Wars to wrap up. Yeah, oh my God. James Cameron, goddamn it, he's waiting for Star Wars to wrap up and then he's going to release his shit. Clever dick. You did it again, James Cameron. You genius.
Hey,
he's going to hang out in his diving pod under the sea with fucking SpongeBob, ignoring texts from his wife. Just be like, fuck it. I'll make this movie in 2020. I'll just chill out on my Avatar money. Fuck this shit. Unbelievable. God damn it. That's how it works, isn't it? That's how it works these days.
Yep.
What do you think about any of this Avatar shit, man?
Well, it better be good.
Yeah, right? It better be good. I mean, okay, honestly, we talk a lot of shit about Avatar. Is it that bad? Let's answer that question. Is Avatar that bad? And then we'll wrap it up. Is Avatar that fucking bad?
No. I don't think so.
I don't think it's that bad either. Is it a ripoff of other movies?
Yep.
Totally. But what movies aren't ripoff of other movies? Look at Quentin Tarantino. His whole fucking career is based off of ripping off shots from Kurosawa films and spaghetti westerns and shit like that. So, and it's not even ripoffs, it's homages. So, I mean, in a sense, it's a story homage to like Last of the Mohicans or...
Right.
I don't know, fucking...
But at least Quentin Tarantino manages...
Dances with Wolves. Sorry, yeah. That was the other one. Kevin Costner, yeah. Sorry.
At least Quentin Tarantino manages to be not so predictable.
Yeah, or pedantic. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Fuck. So I don't know. I mean, like, look, he's going to wait till after all these Star Wars movies comes out and the hype train's done with Star Wars.
Right.
And then he's going to jump on and be like, hey, I got Avatar in case you're done with Star Wars. And be like, yeah, but they got 5, 6, 7, 8 more Star Wars probably lined up even after your fucking Avatar movies. And they're not going to take a 2-year break.
Yep.
In between.
Because Disney's a machine.
Because they're a goddamn machine. They're going to make like 20 movies before you get your 4 out, dude.
Star Wars factory.
Yeah, it's over, Cameron. It's over.
Game over.
Game over, man. To use your own reference. And oh, Bill Paxton passed away. Sorry. And RIP Bill Paxton. Every time I say that now, I'm sad. But anyway, game over, man. You tried, Cameron. Unless you could step it up. We're challenging you. You better make a fuck. If these Avatar sequels are better than any Star Wars film ever,
right?
I will eat my hat. I was going to say dick, but then I had to take that back because I need my dick. Mm. I will eat my hat. I got a few hats. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll eat one hat, but a small hat with a lot of fiber. If you can make a movie better than goddamn Star, I challenge you, Cameron. I dare you.
I'm calling you out,
Cameron. Gauntlet's been dropped, dickwad. Pick it up. It's time to fight. Hollywood, that is. Don't fight me because you're rich and you could buy and sell me. And I'll just be like, hey, yeah, James Cameron's the best filmmaker ever and you should go see all four Avatar sequels, the best films ever. Either make a good Star Wars movie or buy me out. Buy us out, Cameron, or make a good fucking movie. Until then, we're going to shit on it. But Avatar wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad.
God damn it. I can't. It's not that bad. I don't want to rewatch it, but
The special effects were phenomenal.
Out of 10.
And revolutionary.
Out of 10.
Out of 10, like overall?
Out of 10. Really, honestly, Avatar.
7. You think that's high?
No. I'm about with you on that. I hate that. That it's pretty much where I'm at. It's like a 6 or 7. Yeah, I may go 6.5. Mm. I'm sticking at 6.5. Yeah, it's watchable and it's decent and it's pretty fucking good and the performances are fucking good and the special effects are fucking good. But it was a fucking 3D sellout. It was like a way to get 3D into the audience's eyes, and now everyone wants 3D.
Yeah, it's like a demonstration.
That's all it was. But it also had a pretty decent story and cool effects. So I'm like, fuck. It was on an alien planet. It was cool. We were on an alien planet living in an alien body. That was cool.
Right.
What if they do VR? Then I'm like, okay, fine. If you make it VR, let's go.
Yeah, it was a beautiful looking movie.
Yeah.
Foreign, like, fantastical fantasy environment.
But overall, it was just, you know, another blockbuster thing that just never really stuck out to anybody. So.
Right.
So there were great performances. The fucking evil bad guy was great. The nerdy guy was great. Mm. Sigourney Weaver was great. The effects were great, but... It's kind of like Dances with Wolves, but with blue ballerina aliens. I don't know how else to explain it.
Right.
Anyway, I guess that's it for this nerd update. Out of all these stories, you got one you want to pick for the winner? Who's the winner? Who's the big wiener in this fucking nerd update?
I think
we got Avatar sequels.
Right.
We got fucking Aladdin casting. Yeah. We got Will Smith. He's the genie. And I'm actually okay with that. You know why? It's fucking appropriate for a live action version, even though it's a voiceover. Because his voice is the voice of a man from possibly that region who could be possibly from that region. God damn it. And then we got Thor Ragnarok news. Basically, Mark Ruffalo saying Universal will not give up the rights. I think it's only a matter of time once they saw what Sony did. But Ruffalo's kind of pissed off and good on him for that.
Don't make him angry.
Yeah, right. And then finally, fucking Star Wars World. Resort World, Westworld, Star Wars style. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
You know what? I'm going with that. That's my winner. I gotta go to Star Wars World.
I'd have
Done.
To go with that. I thought
winner, ding ding.
I thought all the dates dropping for the Avatar thing
was pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah,
and
but,
stupid. But you know what? This is Star Wars World is the best thing ever.
Yeah, Star Wars World is.
I'm going.
Yeah,
I'm gonna live there.
That's crazy.
I'm not coming back, guys. I'm going to Star Wars World.
And
fuck
that's,
it.
That's a lot less stupid.
Yeah, way
sounds highly profitable.
But also honorable mention to Mark Ruffalo standing up for the Hulk standalone films and what's going on with the money. Honestly, he's right. Universal, come on, guys, do what Sony did. Do what Sony did. Relent. Just relent a little bit of that control. And, dude, Sony's counting that fucking money, man.
Yeah.
You're going to be making feature film money spending very little. And Marvel will foot most of the bill. I'm just saying.
Yep.
Just saying.
And people won't think you're dicks.
And Mark Ruffalo will not think you're an asshole for it. And and you don't want Mark Ruffalo's such a nice guy
right.
to hear him get mad. You never hear him get that mad about anything. He said, right. Mark Ruffalo's such a sweetheart. And he's like, goddamn, Universal's fucking my fucking character up. But he's being like butters about it. Like, well, geez, golly, if they just relinquish control, it's just unfortunate. You know, and you're like, that's like Richie Cunningham pissed off, Happy Day style. Like, gosh darn it, I'm peeved. And it's like, whoa, he's mad. Ruffalo's mad. So that's where we're going to end it. You don't want to make Ruffalo mad.
Yeah, you don't.
You wouldn't like him when he's mad.
You don't want Ruffalo smash.
Because then he rips off his shirt. They cut. He goes to his trailer, watches about a half hour of Breaking Bad. And then they call him back on set. And he goes, oh, okay, I'm done hulking out. Anyway, that's going to do it for this Nerd Update. Thanks for tuning in. Follow our tweets at Team Awesome. Make like that Facebook page. And of course, download and subscribe on iTunes as well as Podomatic. Check out our website, yotina.podomatic.com. Say it once again, yotina.podomatic.com. And go to our YouTube channel. Plenty of trailer reactions, featurette reactions, and shit like that. You're going to love it. It's good times and it's all free. And stay tuned for exciting updates, you guys. We'll keep you informed. What does that mean? What does it mean? Is this Obi-Wan Kenobi? Or is this a drunk Englishman? Luke. Luke.
What? What? What?
Luke.
What?
Do you have...
Yeah, it's the middle of the night.
Luke.
What?
Luke, was I a good master to you? Luke, was I a good instructor to you?
Are you drunk again?
Luke, answer the question. Look, yes. Did I treat you right, Luke?
Yes, look.
Wah.
Yeah.
Wah.
Whoa, whoa,
Luke.
Whoa.
Are you there?
Oh,
hello, Luke. Wah. Where are you? Hello.
Oh my God.
Luke, I've had a bit of gin.
Oh no, don't.
Luke, can I spend the night on your couch? Come on,
and
then crash.
Okay, just put the lightsaber down. Put
come
put
on,
the
Luke.
Lightsaber
let
down.
Open the door.
Oh my God,
this
my
is
door.
The force, Luke.
My door.
And open the fucking door. I'm a former master. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. What have I done?
All right. Come in.
I'm a force ghost. What I let my student fucking go to the dark side, Luke.
It's over now.
Oh, God.
It's over.
Team Awesome, suck a dick.
This has been Team Awesome. Team Awesome. Life on experience. Awesome. Well, you know we do it. Here at Team Awesome Inc.
Wink, wink.
Shut up.
Yeah.